I mean, you talked about how you assimilated into the social community fairly mm-hmm. easily as time went on.
Yes.
How about your husband entering a new community and being the owner of a company that had been previously owned by an old-time member of the community? And was he generally easily accepted, or did it take a little time for him to gain the trust of the other members of the community?
I never thought so, because he was such a perfect person for the job. I mean, he had the person, he was a gentleman from way from the word go and all that, but he never hesitated to go out in the middle of the night during the holiday season if somebody happened to be out of oil to relieve his men, because he didn't want to impose on them. He was just one of those people, you know, who I think he was a selectman at one point.
Many years later. There's a story that I always thought was funny, because most of my, these are things I have heard rather than witnessed, but my dad played a lot of poker with friends in Albany, New York. And I think he's a very good poker player. And he had a group of local, the sort of the town fathers, Charlie Black and John Flynn and whomever that crowd may be, then they played poker. And my dad always won. And that is not a good way to assimilate into a new community. And I think he either stopped doing it or stopped being quite so. But he was a good poker player, so I got a kick out of that. That's mm-hmm. yeah, not a good way to make friends.
Did he join any other? You said he was a selectman later on.
He's a Rotarian.
Did he become involved in the Rotary just mm-hmm. as soon as he moved to town?
Very soon.
Did he?
Yes.
Golf club, early on. One of the founders of the Stowe Tennis Club when it was up really up at the Toll House. With a handful of Adi Jorg and Toby Reed Sr. He never was a member of the Trout Club, which I am, but he wasn't.
But he also was president of the Copley Hospital.
Yeah. I think the foundation, maybe the hospital itself, don't even remember.
How did he get involved with the hospital then?
Morrisville, possibly.
Well, again, because of
bluntly, his... probably business. I'll never forget, business-wise, I was a veteran of foreign war, and we bid on all the business in this area against the other small oil companies. And I was told that if I didn't join the VFW, I'd never get their business. So I joined the VFW and got their business. And every year, they award one lifetime membership. In the first year, I won it, which was almost like my dad beating these people at poker. I don't think anybody was happy about that. But I haven't paid a due since, and I've been a lifetime member of the VFW. But we participated in the community a lot. Sweet and Bert was a supporter of everything that helped the community, because Sweet and Bert grew enormously as the community grew. And that was it was helpful for us, and anything we could do to help either publicize the community. We got very involved in the tennis tournament that came. I chaired it its first year, so Father really let me quit Sweet and Bert for a full year, putting together a major tennis tournament that Jimmy Connors won the first year, and Lendl won. And I mean, it was a great thing, but it was all part of Sweet and Bert's commitment to the community. We got a lot out of the community as a company, so we put a lot back in.